This is Adam Trujillo for SearchDataCenter.com, and I'm here with Gene Kim. Gene is CTO of Tripwire and a lead researcher for the IT Process Institute. Today we're talking about IT operations. Gene, it's good to have you here.
Adam, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about the IT Process Institute?
Yeah, absolutely. The IT Process Institute was co-founded with a gentleman named Kevin Baer in 2003, and the story behind it is that he and I have been studying a group of high-performing IT organizations since 1999. You know, what we observed in 1999 was that there were about 11 organizations that spoke a little differently, acted a little differently, but probably most importantly had profoundly different operational characteristics than your typical IT organization. And so this list was originally called Gene's List of People with Good Kung Fu. Through the course of studying these organizations, we found out that really they had what made them different is that they had superb service levels as measured by load mean time repair. They had great security as measured by early and consistent security integration into the IT operational lifecycle. They had a great posture of compliance, and maybe most interestingly, and maybe most surprisingly, they also had the best efficiencies. So high performers had service to admin ratios of north of 100 to 1. Whereas your average organization has a server sys admin ratio of around 25 to 1. So we co-founded the IT Process Institute, and is really dedicated towards three things: research, quantitative benchmark, and the development of prescriptive guidance. And the first piece of work that we did was called a Visible Ops Handbook, which was really around the capture and codification of how did the high performers, make their good to great transformation, or in some cases, crappy to great. And it turns out not only were the high performers all doing the same things, but how they transformed was exactly the same way. So what we did was really try to codify the prescriptive steps that any organization could do to go from any kind of performer to a high performer. So my role right now is a researcher, and our current project is that we wrapped up last year was called the IT Control Performance Study. And the goal was really to see if we could create a more prioritized order between processes and controls and performance. In other words, if you can't do all the processes and you can't do all the controls, where should you start? Which specific activities have the highest rate of return and are most measurable in terms of improvement in performance?